Chapter 6. The Stockade. The Hispaniola continued to fire cannonballs toward the island, and all through the trees the pirates advanced. A war was taking place. Gunn suggested that they hide, but Jim wanted to join his friends. When they got close, Gunn pulled Jim aside. He told Jim that Flint had built the stockade years ago, and that surely Jim's friends were inside. Jim was eager to join his friends.
"You're a good boy, but you're only a boy. Do be careful, Jim," said Ben.
He told Jim his plan. Whenever Jim needed him, he could find Gunn where they first met. If the doctor or the squire, rather than Jim himself, looked for Gunn, he was to come alone and wave something white in his hand. Gunn also reminded Jim how dangerous Long John Silver was. He was worried that Jim would tell Silver about Gunn if Jim got caught. Jim promised not to say a word, and for that promise, Gunn made one of his own. If Silver's men decided to camp on the island, Gunn would sneak in and kill some of the men in their sleep. At this point, their conversation was interrupted by a cannonball hitting the ground near them, so they said a quick goodbye and ran off in different directions. Jim reached the stockade, but it was too dangerous to try to get in. He hid and waited for the fighting to stop. As night fell, Jim saw that some of the pirates were busy pulling something heavy out of the ocean. Later, Jim saw them tearing something apart. Jim did not know it, but they were tearing apart the poor rowboat that Jim's friends had used to escape. A fire was started on the beach, and Jim could tell that the pirates had begun to drink rum. The fighting for the day was over, so Jim sneaked up to the stockade and whispered to be let in. The squire, the doctor, and the other sailors were all happy to see that Jim was alive. Jim and the others exchanged news. Jim told the sailors how he escaped and about Ben Gunn, and the sailors told Jim about the battle. The pirates killed one of the sailors. Nonetheless, the sailors killed at least 4 and maybe even 5 pirates. The sailors had enough food, guns, and bullets for about 2 weeks, so there was hope. They talked about how they could win. They had 2 advantages, rum and the climate. Because the pirates loved rum so much, they would be easier to fight in the evenings and early in the mornings. In addition, the doctor was sure that half of the pirates would get sick from malaria within a week because of where they were camped. Later, Jim and the doctor talked as they sat outside the cabin. The doctor wanted to know more about Ben Gunn. He wanted to know if Jim thought that Gunn would fight with them. Although Jim thought he would, he was not sure if Gunn was sane or crazy. The doctor pointed out that he must be sane, although he might not act the same as other people. A man alone on an island for 3 years would need to be sane to survive so long. A crazy man would have died before the 3 years had finished. Jim knew that the doctor was wiser than he was, and he believed what the doctor said.
"What did you say that he asked you for?" asked the doctor.
"Cheese, sir," replied Jim. "He wanted some cheese."
"I am very fond of cheese as well, and I have a piece that I have been saving. We'll give it to him when we get a chance."
"I think he will like that, sir."
The next morning, Jim overslept. He was the last one to wake up, and he only woke up because of the sound of Silver's voice. Silver was waving a flag of peace and wanted to come into the stockade in order to talk.
"Why would you think that we would believe you and your flag of peace?" called out the doctor from inside the stockade.
"Captain Silver to come over and talk," called back Silver.
"I've never heard of anyone by the name of Captain Silver."
"Sadly, it is me, Long John Silver. These poor sailors chose me to be their captain after you all left them alone and without a leader."
"Okay, we'll listen to you, but don't do anything stupid."
Silver came into the stockade and asked to be invited into the cabin. This was surely in an attempt to see what supplies the sailors had. However, the captain was wise and said that he preferred to stay outside, so they sat in the sand.
"What do you want, Silver?"
asked the captain.
Well now, began Silver, that was a sneaky thing you did last night. Someone around here is pretty good with a knife. I won't lie to you about it. Some of the pirates were quite frightened. Maybe all of us were. Maybe that's why I'm here. But listen closely. You won't get away with that again. There will be no more rum for the pirate on guard through the night. We'll be ready for you next time.
I say again, what do you want, Silver?
Actually, the captain had no idea what Silver was talking about. However, he didn't let Silver know that. As for Jim, who was listening from afar, he had an idea of what it all meant because he remembered what Ben Gunn had told him. Jim guessed that there was one less pirate to worry about. He guessed that Ben Gunn had helped them last night by killing one of the pirates, just like he said that he would.
Well, here it is, said Silver. We want that treasure, and we'll have it no matter what.
Silver needed the map. He told them that if they gave him the map, he promised not to kill them. The captain did not believe him for a second. The squire told Silver that if the pirates surrendered now, he would make sure they got a fair trial when they got back home. This was the deal, or the sailors would continue to fight the pirates and kill every last one of them. Silver got angry and decided to leave.
Give me a hand up! Someone give me a hand up! Shouted the one-legged pirate.
Despite his shouts, no one moved to help Long John Silver. He was forced to crawl over to the corner of the cabin and use it to help stand himself up. Silver threatened the sailors and said that they would all be dead in less than an hour. Then he stumbled back toward the beach. Before the sailors could say anything, they heard cannonballs, guns, and shouting pirates. The pirates were throwing themselves at the stockade, trying to get in. It was a long, difficult fight, and when it was finished, five more pirates were dead. But the sailors, too, had lost good men. Two of them were dead, and the captain was injured. That night, the sailors laid down fearfully, hoping not to be attacked in their sleep. And not far away, Ben Gunn sat in his hiding place and listened to the quiet night as he thought about his revenge.